you and welcome to the Tivoli America's Pipeline Building Call Series, Asset Management, Why the American Reinvestment. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode until the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question at that time, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone and please clearly record your name when prompted. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I'd now like to go ahead and turn the call over to Mr. Dave Turner. You may begin.
Thank you, Jose. Good morning, everybody. This is Dave Turner, and I am the Maximo Worldwide Industry Lead for the public sector. Joining me is Jonathan Spector, who's in Maximo Business Development. We're going to talk this morning about the economic stimulus and how you can use Maximo, or how Maximo addresses some of the specific stimulus opportunities we're seeing out there. I'm going to start slide 2, which is the agenda. And basically, it also lists the objective for this session, which is to give you some, if you are not familiar with Maximo, we're going to have a brief overview explaining what the Maximo product line is. And then we're going to go right into some specific details of how the stimulus package opens up situations for Maximo sales in three specific areas where we're seeing a lot of traffic lately. As some of you may know from the news, only 20% of the total stimulus package so far has been allocated or spent. So there's still a lot of opportunity out there. I'm very excited about this. We've seen a lot of traffic in these three areas we're going to discuss today, and we're counting on helping equip you to take advantage of these in the second half. Okay, so moving on to slide 3, I'm going to give you a brief overview of the Maximo product line and how it applies to the public sector and specifically some of the stimulus opportunities. There is an assumption here that for most of the listeners, we're hoping you've had some previous exposure to Maximo in some of the earlier calls we've staged this year. Moving to slide 4, here is a graphic that basically depicts the functionality Maximo supplies to an asset-intensive organization. Now, the key here is Maximo software is an asset management tool. So we're looking for capital-intensive organizations in government, hence the three areas we're going to discuss today, transportation, facilities, and wastewater. Maximo, in the pie chart here, the basic functions of Maximo, 6 key management systems that enable organizations to manage assets, okay? Asset management, an asset is anything physical that the business uses to accomplish the mission or objective. Could be fleet, vehicles, roads and infrastructure, bridges, could be just facilities and buildings, or heavy equipment. Right? Work management addresses how to organize and apply resources to maintain those assets, which are considered critical to the business function. Materials management and procurement management are the logistics support needed to perform work to maintain the assets. What's really key about Maximo is that it goes beyond what a traditional enterprise asset management solution like some of our competitors may offer, in that it also offers contract management and service management. No other vendor offers these capabilities in their enterprise asset management solution. That's something to remember. It's also very current technology and is considered right now to be the market leader in the enterprise asset management space in many of the market segments we're going to discuss today. I'm going to move to slide 5. Okay, and here we see one of our key differentiators for Maximo is that it can support all types of assets. What you'll find in your client base is that they probably have asset management solutions, something as simple as simple databases or spreadsheets to track and manage their materials and property to other niche solutions for managing vehicle fleets, or linear assets such as roads and bridges or rail. Maximo can support all types of assets and specifically can also support IT assets, which we see a are now, there's not a clear line between how IT assets support a business as compared to physical assets. And this is true because almost everything now is networked, down to road conditions. They use IT sensors for bridges. Fleet that now have smart vehicles that know when they need such things as oil changes, and facilities with control systems that maintain, you know, heating, ventilation, air conditioning, security, fire, safety. IBM's asset management solution provides a rational consolidation of all of these. Okay, so governments often have multiple asset solutions, but the Maximo software will allow them to consolidate all of those onto a single platform. So they really can reduce their cost to operate asset management systems if they consolidate to the Maximo solution. And it really allows them end-to-end management to improve their return on their investment for all of their assets. Moving to slide 6, not to be a dead horse, but here's the key in the bottom right-hand box. Okay, and often people think of asset management in two frames of mind, either physical assets, such as property, as I mentioned, fleets, utilities, or IT assets. With Maximo, they can have both in a single platform and yet exploit best practices like ITIL for IT asset management, business processes, and reliability-centered maintenance, condition-based maintenance approaches to maintaining physical assets in one architecture. Return on investment is key, and I'm going to move to slide 7. Here in slide 7, in the second column, we depict some of Gartner Group's information regarding the return on investment realized with asset management in an organization. But the third column has some specific, and some of you may have seen this slide before, specific experiences of in various industries of Maximo customers and some of the returns on investments that they've realized implementing Maximo. Okay, now we're going to move to slide 8, where the economic stimulus overview, where I'd like to introduce Jonathan Spector, who's been working intimately for quite a while now on gathering information and transferring it into plays that you can use to leverage economic stimulus dollars to sell Maximo. Jonathan?
Thanks, Dave. Good morning. What I want to do in this piece of the presentation is talk a little bit about economic stimulus of the ARRA program that's now been out for since the early part of this year in terms of funding of some of these initiatives. And what I've found, set the stage a little bit for this, what I've found in talking with our various internal IBM sellers as well as business partners is a lot of folks are very comfortable with our story as it's related to IT asset management, with service request management, that the TSRM and the ITAM products that are typically branded, but as most of you and hopefully all of you know at this point, is actually really built off of the same core Maximo platform that we deliver for our enterprise asset management solution on the operational side. What I found is a lot of folks are not as comfortable and not as aware of the EAM or enterprise asset management story when we get into what are deemed operational assets. And I can tell you that really there's no better time than right now to gain a deeper understanding of that story for a number of different reasons. As specifically related to economic stimulus funding, the focus of much of this funding is on infrastructure, is on modernizing, is on fixing a lot of the infrastructure throughout this country that has deteriorated over the past decades. And while a lot of the impetus is around jobs creation, there are some other themes clearly coming out of this Obama administration, and they are around visibility and around accountability. So what we can certainly expect to see moving forward is, while the focus right now is on funding and on funding these projects, that you can certainly expect that the administration is putting this money out under the notion of this infrastructure has lapsed in the past here's some money to fix it. Now we need to take better care of it moving forward, and we want to know how you're doing that. So we want to know what you're doing, how you're spending the money, and how you're continuing to maintain this infrastructure that supports our nation. And that really ties very well into the core of what Maximo does. So what's exciting about this really for all of us is the areas that Dave just talked about and the plays we're talking moving forward, these are not new for Maximo. These are areas that we've been working in, that we've been successfully supporting customers in for literally for decades. And so this really meshes very well with what we are doing, what we've been doing, you know, historically in the world of Maximo. And the other piece of that story that really plays nicely in here, we don't specifically address in this presentation, but just so you're aware, it ties into the broader IBM Smarter Planet story, as what we're seeing is this convergence of asset classes and what we're typically deemed as a separation of your operational assets, your physical infrastructure of your facilities and your equipment and your security systems, and then a whole separate world of IT assets and the back office and the IT shop. And really what we're seeing is that convergence of those asset classes where what were once deemed operational assets, now many of these have an IP address. So is that an operational asset or is that an IT asset? Well, a guy with a tool belt fixes it, but it's sitting on a network. So really, the IT shop now cares more about those assets, and the maintenance and operations guys need to work in better coordination with other parts of the organization. So that all aligns very well for the themes that we have for Maximo in terms of how we help an organization operate more effectively. So a couple of the slides that we have here. Slide 9 is one of the broader IBM slides. There was an assessment done of the stimulus categories. This is not one that we put together, but went through and looked at each of the different areas and said pretty much, you know, virtually every area getting stimulus funding has an opportunity area for Maximo to support that. And so what I've done over the past couple of months is taken, you know, all of the public information that's been available around various projects that are being funded, that are being or expected to be funding, and really parsed that down into slide 10, and then Dave's going to drill down a little bit further, but really broke that down into, you know, the major areas of opportunity for us. And then we'll talk a little later in the conversation today around how we have these various discussions with our customers. So the first area is transportation infrastructure and a lot of the modernization. An enormous amount of funding going into modernizing and fixing our infrastructure, which is roads, bridges, tunnels, various, and mass transit, obviously, across the country. This is an enormous investment. And how this slide is set up, you see the area in the black and bold, and then the blue are the various Maximo offerings that directly support that area of infrastructure. So as you can see in each of these areas, we have several offerings that are used today to support these various areas. Within that transportation infrastructure, like I said, Dave's going to get into a little bit further, we have, for example, a linear offering to manage continuous assets that have dynamic segmentation. And as we're seeing the funding in these various areas, you've probably heard a lot about the IBM Smart Transportation initiatives. Maximo is very much a player in supporting a lot of that work. Even in the basic core U.S. roads and transportation infrastructure areas, for example, a quarter of the bridges throughout the U.S. have been identified as deficient. So a lot of funding going towards bridges. And again, each of these different infrastructure areas are ones that Maximo provides direct support. We have 500-plus transportation customers today. So like I mentioned earlier, these are not new areas for Maximo with new stories that we are creating. We have real, happy, long-time customers in each of these various areas. The next is facilities construction and facilities modernization. Across the board, that's, you know, that's probably the largest area of Maximo play today throughout the world. An enormous amount of work in facility support and base operations support. Now getting into energy management areas, all areas that Maximo supports significantly today. Water wastewater infrastructure, another very large area for Maximo. I think we have a slide later on that talks about, you know, several hundred of the customers that we already have in these areas. A lot of funding going into water and wastewater infrastructure, you know, 1,000-plus new wastewater projects that are out there. And when you think about that infrastructure, what are they made up of? It's hard assets, mains, pipes, meters, valves, treatment plant equipment, both in the water and the wastewater areas, all very significant areas for Maximo, and our offerings of EAM, our linear offering and our spatial, which, if you're not aware, we have a spatial offering that has, as part of the core Maximo offering, we have an overlay for an integration with ESRI. So we have the geospatial capabilities within the Maximo application. So very powerful, and that is a relatively new offering that we're seeing a lot of interest generated around, and that water wastewater area is certainly a key area for us there, as well as a mobile offering. The IT modernization, that theme sort of weaves through all the various areas. Each one of these different components has an IT component, so the IT modernization areas will regularly get focused for Maximo throughout each of these different segments. So what Dave's going to do is spend a little time and drill down into some of these specific campaign areas and talk a little bit about the Maximo offering as they relate to transportation facilities and water wastewater.
Thank you, Jonathan. We're turning to slide 11, the transportation campaign. I really wish we could add Ken Donnelly here as our transportation lead for Maximo, but the reason we have a dedicated lead to the area of transportation is because I think you'll see we have a huge presence in the transportation market space, and it's been a growing segment, more so lately overseas in the rail area, but we do have a lot of references stateside, and references are what sells. I think we all know that, and it's the proof of in the pudding, if you will, of the fact that the software does work. Turning to slide 12. Pilot, again, Jonathan already mentioned some of these figures, and they're distilled from slide 9. But there's a lot of money going into public transportation and improvement of roads infrastructure. With that, there's a logistics tail, if you will. And although it may not be apparent in an RFP you may see for a new construction or modernization project, look hard. Wherever the cue here to you is, if you see assets mentioned in the RFP, there could be very well be requirements there for maintenance of those assets, whether it be the words of modernization, new construction, or the like, or redeployment of existing assets. So within public transportation, we'll move to slide 13. The real challenges there in the public sector for transportation is that it's getting old. Okay, and although there's significant stimulus funding, there's still limited funding available to transportation municipalities. Therefore, they need to work smarter with what they have. I don't think we'll ever see another big dig like we've recently experienced up here in the Boston area. But even that had a huge component of, you know, Maximo was actually part of the big dig and is used to maintain some of the assets that are part of the big dig, which is a big highway renovation project in the Boston area. Anytime there's a project like that, there is an opportunity to sell asset management capabilities. But a lot of our customers are looking to invest in improving the availability and reliability of their existing infrastructure versus ripping and replacing it. And that's where Maximo supports that type of initiative. So, although a lot of money seems targeted at shovel-ready projects that usually imply asset replacement, we should be checking with public transit clients to see if they've been thinking about improving their asset management software in conjunction, whether or not their stimulus money can be applied for that expense. We found that already that is the case in several of the states and local transportation municipalities. And then finally, as Jonathan mentioned, the traceability of the logistics and the maintenance support actions is starting to receive increasing publicity. So, in other words, if they get the money and they use it to overhaul or improve their capital infrastructure, what are they doing to maintain it? I think some of the recent news events concerning train crashes and bridge failures are bringing that to the public light. And in fact, last fall, there was a big investigation. Again, I'll relate a Boston area newsworthy incident where a fire truck lost its brakes and it ran into a building and people were killed. Within a day of that news event, it was discovered that they didn't really have a maintenance system at all for the fire department here in Boston. And now, of course, they've hired consultants to assess the situation and put in place a maintenance solution. Those are the types of things to look for. Moving on to slide 14. Okay, so what are some of the assets in the transportation space? And it really, transportation is spread across three segments or levels of government, everything from the Federal Highways Administration down to city and county. The assets that are, in fact, we even have Department of Defense clients that use Maximo, such as the Army Corps of Engineers, to maintain their roads and highway infrastructure. And three of the types of assets that are used in transportation public sector are listed here, roads, bridges, tunnels, and fleet. And as Jonathan mentioned earlier, here's this slide depicts some of the Maximo products along with the core Maximo asset management solution that can be used to support them. Moving to slide 15, rail assets. One of our fastest growing business areas overseas, but also here. In fact, one of our most innovative customers is Amtrak. Those of you that may have attended Pulse may have seen Amtrak has done some presentations, and they're currently on, I would say, the bleeding edge using iPhones, I believe. Is that correct, Jonathan? Experimenting with iPhones now for mobile support of maintenance of Amtrak trains and rail.
Right.
Now, so rolling stock, which are the trains, infrastructure, the track, the signals, there's a lot more to a railway than meets the eye, not just the tracks. And bridges, tunnels, and facilities are all part of a public transit's capital investment that they're expected to maintain. Slide 16 is the most important slide, in my opinion, for the coverage rep out in the field, is that you're not introducing something new or bleeding edge as far as a technology solution. Here you see we have over 130 rail and transit customers here, and typically Maximo does very well in several of the industry evaluations of enterprise asset management, including Gartner and ARC. So we are considered the league leader, and we're very well entrenched in the market, but there's still a lot of room for growth. I'll move to slide 17, talk a little bit about water and wastewater. We're going to focus just on the asset management implications of water and wastewater and how they are currently being used to support the larger IBM initiatives for smart water management, part of a smarter planet. Slide 18 breaks down the business areas that Maximo addresses for both water and wastewater utilities. Sometimes these are combined, sometimes they're separate utilities. But basically, if you approach a water or wastewater client, you'll quickly learn that asset management, the term asset management, is pervasive there, because all water and wastewater systems are made up of assets. Some are buried, some are visible. The physical components of the systems can include pipes, valves, tanks, pumps, wells, hydrants, complete treatment facilities, and all the components that make up the systems that deliver water and treat wastewater. The assets that make up a water or wastewater system generally lose value over time as the systems age and deteriorate. And along with deterioration, may be more difficult to deliver the type of service that the utility has signed up for. This is where Maximo could come into play. The cost of operations and maintenance increases as the assets age, so therefore smart maintenance, smart utilization of those assets becomes more and more important to the utility. We should note here that the techniques involved in asset management have been refined by an international community. And in particular, both Australia and New Zealand seem to be, lately we've been getting a lot of business there, and that can be used as reference, but they're really the innovators in the international world of community of water and wastewater treatment. Move to slide 19 now. here's a money slide, and I apologize for it being an eye slide, but the idea here is impact. You can see we have a very good install base stateside. I'd like to call out one particular installation, San Francisco Public Utilities, in the third column. The recently was, I believe, a case study and reference. If you go to the client reference database, you'll be able to find them. A very good success story and being used quite often in the field now as a reference for a lot of the water and wastewater RFPs and initiatives we're responding to. In addition to what you see on slide 19, we have a few dozen installs overseas, too. Far and wide is places like Abu Dhabi Water, places Oman, Wastewater Services. I'm not going to mention them all, but I think pretty much walk right around the globe. I'm looking at a list here that includes installs in the UK and in Holland, and, of course, Australia, as I mentioned earlier. So we've got a good, the message to you is we have a good base of knowledge in this industry, and where you have an opportunity in a wastewater utility or municipality, Maximo is something that you can bring to the table with a lot of references and a lot of credibility. Moving to slide 20, we'll talk about facilities. And this has really been, again, like water in transportation, a place where Maximo is a legal leader. And yet there's also a huge opportunity for improvement, partly because of the stimulus funding, both here and overseas. On slide 21, this is the National Institute of Standards and Technology is what NIST stands for. And although this is a 2004 study, it's still referenced often by the public sector facility managers. This is a study they use to present business cases for improving their ability to maintain facilities. And I think there's some interesting facts that are pulled from this. If you searched, if you're interested in learning more about that, a Google search of this title will bring you right to the study available from the Institute. And sometimes it's good information to give your clients to help them build a business case for investment in maintenance software to improve their reliability and utilization of their facilities assets. Into slide 22. So in the facilities management area, a lot of the goals are to improve their visibility and reduce their costs and improve their utilization of the facility. Here's listed some of the things that Maximo does specifically to support that. And now we're seeing quite a bit of integration work between the Maximo, the maintenance system, and energy management systems, most recently up at the Aberdeen Proving Grounds. There's also a client reference story concerning how they integrated energy management with the maintenance management of their facilities on this particular Army base to get total visibility of their cost to operate. And that's what's key to facilities managers. You'll hear terms like, well, we need to reduce our cost per square foot. And the cost per square foot, a lot goes into that, but two of the primary factors that contribute to the cost per square foot to operate a facility are the energy costs to heat and cool it and the maintenance costs to keep it usable. Move to slide 23, and in that area of increasing or giving the customer the visibility into their total cost of operation for facilities, Maximo can support in the ways depicted here by actually being able to enable them to bring together and see their total cost, breaking it down by the asset and by the space and the asset locations, and even connect up energy consumption costs and be able to redeploy their space smartly. IBM is doing this quite well internally and using Maximo for IBM-owned utilities. I think we have over 800 facilities now that are maintained with Maximo to some degree. What Maximo does is allows them to integrate their financial and performance information to better support decision-making. I like to call that operational accounting, if you will, where they're able to see in one place not only what they're doing with the space, but what it's costing them to do it. Okay. Allows them to extract more value from their existing assets and enables the operators to respond faster. If they make the investment in some of the geospatial capabilities, as Jonathan referred to earlier, Maximo Spatial, they can make smart decisions like the City of Corpus Christi has done this, for instance, and where they locate their maintenance crews and reduce the drive time for hot and cold calls or facilities maintenance by seeing their maintenance backlogs geospatially. So again, we have very good references in these areas. I'm going to move to slide 24, talk about, so those are the business goals that you'll see often in facilities modernization programs that may have an asset management and or maintenance component to them. What they're looking to do is, you know, reduce their average occupancy costs and, you know, make informed build, buy, or lease decisions. And if they can't see the costs or they're not able to track some of the metrics that add to those costs, then they don't have a consolidated facility system in place. And there's an opportunity to sell Maximo there. Slide 25 is just a dabbling of some of our references in the facilities space. Of course, everybody asks how they can leverage casino accounts, but although maybe the most popular clients to work with from a visit perspective, the federal and higher ed are also areas where we see a lot, where we both have a large installed base and continue to leverage those references to further that. Other segments that aren't depicted here but often have facilities maintenance requirements include healthcare, publicly owned hospitals or healthcare facilities, airports, and lower education school districts. Some of our larger clients are, in fact, not higher ed, but county, district, or even city school systems. Okay. Moving to slide 26, I'm going to reintroduce Jonathan to talk about selling Maximo to your government clients.
Thanks, Dave. All right, so as Dave drilled down into some of the different target areas for us, there are a couple of themes that as we get into the selling of Maximo, and a lot of these slides I'm not going to read through line by line. They're certainly more for your reference, but I'll talk through some of these areas. But there's some themes that clearly emerge that I'm hoping that folks on the phone will take away and see where they can leverage these into their customer environments. And they're areas of visibility, of accountability, risk mitigation, regulatory compliance, system consolidation, business process standardization, IT modernization, all areas. So as you look at slide 27, that really affects the breadth of the enterprise. You know, understand, and Dave mentioned this in the transportation area, but understand from a broad perspective, we're the market leader in enterprise asset management. Maximo is the market leader in this space. As per, look at the third-party analysts, if that's where your customers like to look, as many of ours, I know I do a lot of work in the federal space, and they tend to like to look at Gartner. And we've been the leader in that EAM space, as well as in some of the specific areas like transmission distribution and manufacturing other areas, for more than 12 years. As long as they've been doing that magic quadrant in our space, we've been the leader in the space. And even specifically getting into market share, ARC Advisory and some others do various surveys, and we've been the government market share leader. We were talking a lot in some of the state and local areas, but in federal as well. Most federal government agencies are using Maximo in some capacity today throughout DOD as well as throughout the civilian agencies. So we're the market leader. We have the dominant offering in the space. So the fact that there is this increased acceleration of funding going into fixing and maintaining and modernizing infrastructure is very positive for us, and we've got an opportunity to really help our customers to maintain the assets that they are now modernizing and cleaning up. when we look at the organization and the how to sell and who to sell to, you know, that theme of that Dave touched on of Maximo is it's a single unified platform to support all asset classes. So what that means is we have the breadth of asset class support and the depth of that process support that satisfies the entire organization. It satisfies the operational, the maintenance folks, those that are out there day in and day out and cutting work orders and taking work orders and using their mobile to fix that HVA system or replace a part associated with that pump, as well as the IT shop that is running the system to support the organization. The fact that we have a modern web-based architecture with standards-based technology is very appealing to them. The fact that they can support multiple asset classes off of a single platform, very appealing to the IT shop, and up through management, where you've got your executives across the organization who want a snapshot of the state of their assets. You know, total asset visibility is what we're talking about here, including the ability to know the state of your operational readiness and your maintenance costs. What sometimes gets a little tricky when we talk to folks in the organization, as I found, is the higher up I go in an organization talking to folks, the higher level their interest is, meaning that a lot of folks are interested in asset accounting. What do I have or how many do I have and what do they cost me? And obviously Maximo captures that information, but from the same platform, there's the opportunity to also support the maintenance folks that are required for physically maintaining these assets day in and day out. So what we see in many, many cases in our customer environments prior to a Maximo implementation is they have this dichotomy of various sorts of applications that are supporting work management and supporting SLA management and doing their reporting and another for tracking their assets, and it could be an Excel spreadsheet, it could be a Microsoft Access database. All these various components, a single Maximo implementation enables them to support various folks across the organization, all departments across the organization, from a single modern standards-based technology. So there's a very positive, very exciting story for our customers, and one that we want to enable the folks on the phone to be able to better communicate to your customers. The next couple slides get into, identification of opportunities, types of questions to ask. I think the most important theme here is that I would encourage you, early on to engage the relevant Maximo sales rep for that particular territory. Our folks, like we can't emphasize enough, we've been in these spaces for decades, and our folks understand how to have these conversations, whether it's with an aviation mechanic or a CIO. We have the conversations up and down, the organization, take a diagonal slice of an organization, and we have a story for everybody throughout. So a couple pieces that, I'll highlight in where we slide 28. You see some of the target audience, and, it varies from the director of maintenance, the facilities managers, on up through the CFO, the CIO. The markets, we've talked about some today, water, wastewater, fleet departments, facilities, operations folks. And the pain points, they're areas of extending the life of their assets. Clearly, that's an issue, or we wouldn't need all the stimulus funding and infrastructure to begin with. So maintaining assets has been a challenge for our public sector customers for decades. That's why we're in the situation that we're in. That's why the stimulus funding is required, because this infrastructure needs to be better maintained. They've not done a very good job of that. Now is our opportunity to help support that moving forward. Reducing consolidating. We talked about consolidating applications and reducing the cost associated with that. And we have just a couple of customer examples here. We've obviously, as Dave mentioned, we've got many, many customer stories that we can share in each of these relevant spaces. Next couple of slides are just some of the questions to key in on. Slide 29 focuses on flat out identifying where is the stimulus funding going for a particular customer as this relates to some of this infrastructure. What are they using today for their work in asset management? And my guess is if they're not using Maximo, they're probably using applications that they're trying to integrate and share data between, and there's no single version of the truth, and there's no ability to really report on what they have and the lifecycle costs associated with the asset, and that's where Maximo comes in to be able to help with improving their asset productivity, improving the reliability, and moving forward and knowing how to more smartly plan for replacing some of the aging infrastructure and assets that they have today. Some of these slides are broken down by who to ask them to, and some of these are not isolated just to, for example, slide 20, 30 is the CIO. You know, some of these are relevant across the organization, but just so you got to see, you have a series of questions to be aware of. We see help desks as another area on the IT side where we often see in the larger the organization, the more help desks they have. So consolidation there is a big opportunity for us. And if they're thinking about ISIL, then I'm sure everyone on the phone here has a good sense of the strong ISIL story that IBM brings to an organization. The CFO questions are around costs. Maximo tracks not just the work and the assets, but the actual costs associated with performing the maintenance as well as the procurement costs associated. So you have a total cost of ownership that you can now report out on from Maximo. And typically we have an integration with their ERP system to be able to do the pure financial reporting. I'll jump to slide 33. I talked about engaging with the state and local Maximo reps, and here's the organization geographically for coverage across the country. So I certainly encourage, you know, working directly with the folks that are listed here. And Mike Gosi is the state and local business lead manager for Maximo, the sales manager. So he's always happy to have the conversations and help you to prepare for calls or connect you with the right folks to move opportunities forward. Snapshot on slide 34 of the government customers, state and local customers, and you know, we've showed some of them, Dave showed in some of the earlier slides, some of the specific listings. If you want to see breakdowns in transportation or facilities, or we saw some of the water wastewater ones, or just general customers in state, county, city, locales, we can slice and dice that information however you want to see it. If you're curious about a particular, and that's the other thing about engaging with a Maximo rep, before you walk into a customer, have the conversation with a Maximo rep and find out if they are a Maximo customer, if we're engaged in a cycle with them today, so that we can make sure you've got the appropriate intel of what's happened with that customer previously. Next is the call to action, and it's, you know, fairly obvious here, identifying where that, if we're talking specifically stimulus, identifying where those stimulus projects are that are being funded, thinking about the questions that are listed here that we can begin to ask. There is a there's a business value analysis or a BVA tool that is available. We've got a link provided here for that ROI story to help develop that. And we are tracking these Maximo stimulus plays with Kate Richards, and similar to some of you familiar with the scorecard for Cognos. We've got the same thing set up for Maximo that we're tracking the opportunities. And again, you know, engage with the Maximo sales rep. I think that's to me that's the most important piece of this. Is work together. We can save you a lot of cycles in understanding who to talk to and how to tell the story. And the last slide, slide 37, is some of the links, reference for information for how to get smarter in some of these areas and understand a little more about what we're doing across the Maximo world. So that's what we put together today. I think we turn it back over at this point for Q&A.
Thank you. Once again, if you would like to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone and please clearly record your name when prompted. To withdraw your question, please press star 2. One moment for the first question, please. First question does come from Lance Lighton. Your line is open.
Hey, good morning, and thanks for putting this call on today. It's very, very helpful. I work in the business partner organization in North America, and one of the big questions we receive a lot is how do our partners, the folks that sell power systems or Z or storage or System X, how do they get involved and engage in Maximo opportunities? Are they authorized to sell it? And if so, how do they, you know, what kind of help and skills transfer can they get? Who can help them with the Maximo product?
Jonathan, I'm going to ask you to answer that. I was offline for a second, adding somebody's speaker capability.
Okay. I think it's the partner conversation is, I don't know that there's a direct answer to it. We've got folks that are supporting our partner community. We do have a good-sized partner world within our Maximo community, and I think it, you know, the partners vary in terms of the different types of partners that we have. I'm not completely conversant, particularly on the state and local side. I do know that Mike Gosi is on the call, and I don't know if we can pull him in to respond to that. I think the if we can, great. I think the short answer, Lance, is to, you know, post this conversation to contact me or to contact Mike Gosi directly. If we're talking about these types of areas in the state and local world, then Mike would be the right guy to connect with, to because each organization has different folks that have partner and alliance support. And so, depending on exactly what they're looking to do, are they just looking for training? Are they looking to resell? I think there are various answers to that question. So it's probably more appropriate to have a little deeper discussion around, you know, what the partners are looking to do, whether it's general enablement or actually, you know, go out and sell. That that we can probably better help you once we dig a little deeper on it.
Yeah, I think what the partners are looking for is they want to engage in economic stimulus opportunities. They're today selling power. They may have relationships at a client with power, as an example, but they want to help their partner, their customer, also manage the assets, not only the IT stuff, but also the physical assets. Maximo, we've identified as IBM, as a key component to our economic stimulus strategy, and they're asking us, okay, how do I sell it? Right? What do I have to do to sell it? Who can train me? And, you know, am I authorized to sell that product, that IBM product, or is it a direct-only play?
This is the operator, and Mike Gosi's line is open.
Hello, everybody. Yeah, this is Mike Gosi. As Jonathan said earlier, Dave, I manage the Maximo state and local sales team. Historically, you know, pre-acquisition of MRO, there are what we, you know, what I call the legacy Maximo resellers, and while we were strictly under, you know, flexible contract terms, there was a separate agreement to be a Maximo reseller. I don't know that that's still the case. When I look out across my sales team, there's typically a handful of these, you know, legacy resellers that typically get involved. Selling Maximo, it's quite a bit different, as I'm sure you discerned from the presentation today. It's not a tool set, and it's certainly more akin to an ERP suite of products. So any given reseller, I think, would need quite a bit of ramping up in Maximo to do a really, you know, what I would call a credible job at being a value-added reseller. When I look at the successful resellers of Maximo, they typically have an asset management practice. So they are a services organization that also has a business line where they resell Maximo. But to answer your question, we are at this point, we're another IBM product. You know, we're in Passport Advantage. We're like any other IBM product that's available in the community. So I think there is an IBM reseller with a reseller agreement with IBM. They should be eligible to sell Maximo. I don't know why they wouldn't. So that, I'm not sure if that's the answer to the question, but that's certainly my perspective.
And so they probably want to do is have the conversation, you may want to have a conversation with Rick Scanron, who's the reseller business model contact, and he could probably go a little deeper on what that enablement looks like.
Terrific. Can you spell Rick's last name for us?
Sure. It's S as in Sam, K as in Catherine, A-N as in Nancy, R-O-N.
Thank you.
The next question does come from Meredith Singer. Your line is open.
Thank you. This is Meredith Singer, and I sit in governmental programs in Washington, D.C. I work with our federal policymakers, and I appreciate the opportunity to listen to the presentation. My question is this. I'm working with our Intelligent Transportation Solutions team to develop some language for insertion in a piece of legislation that reauthorizes all federal DOT surface transportation programs. And in the bill that Congress is writing, there's a very heavy emphasis on performance measures and the need for DOT to implement performance measures as they're looking across the implementation of different programs. So I want to find out who is the federal DOT lead for Maximo with whom I could speak in order to help educate the members of Congress and staff about the necessity for setting aside some money for these types of solutions, as well as to provide some statistics on return on investment for these types of solutions.
Okay, the federal lead for DOT is Scott Persky, P-E-R-S-K-Y. another person that may make sense to be involved in the conversation would be Matthew Berry, B-E-R-R-Y.
Right. Yep. I know Matt quite well.
Okay. So he's probably interested in that discussion as well with his smart transportation focus.
Okay. Thank you.
There are no other questions in the queue at this time.
Okay. Well, we appreciate everybody's time today. If there are any follow-ups, certainly feel free to contact Dave Turner, myself, or Mike Gosi.
Thank you. And ditto, thank you very much, everybody. We had good attendance today, and I appreciate it.
Thank you for participating in today's conference call. The call has concluded. You may go ahead and disconnect at this time.